There was a rumor going around this week that Teddy Mellencamp was being fired from her own podcast that she does with Tamra Judge called Two Teas in a Pod. For anyone who doesn't know the history, Teddy actually started a podcast called Teddy Tea Pod. I can't find an exact launch date because I feel like a lot of that stuff has been kind of erased from the internet. But I think it was maybe in like 2018 that she started that pod by herself.
Welcome to Cocktails and Gossip, the podcast where we drink cocktails, but you better believe we're going to spill the tea. We chat reality TV, celebrity blinds, and the hottest tea from BravoandCocktails.com. And as always, it's all alleged and just for fun. We do not verify our blinds. I'm Bea.
And I'm Amanda. Let's get into this week's tea.
What's up, cocktailers and Amanda?
Hey, cocktailers. Hey, Bea. Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, guys, I'm old. Thank you, Amanda. I'm old, but it's good. You know, I'm not a person who really... I'm not a big birthday... Are you a big birthday person?
I'm big on my kids' birthdays. I like to have... You know, this birthday this last year actually was like one of... Like just... Because my son was actually born on my birthday. And so, but this year, it's always kind of been all about him. But this year, we did like a kind of separate thing for my birthday. And it was really great. And I can imagine, I like, with yours being during the holidays, does that feel like it doesn't get as much attention?
I never felt that way because I'm the beginning of December. Mm-hmm. So now, as an adult, I realize how close it is. But as a kid, you don't really have a good sense of days. And my mom was always, like, she never decorated until after my birthday. And yeah. I don't know, the presents are 3 weeks apart. Birthdays are always celebrated. But growing up, my parents weren't like, here's a million gifts for your birthday. Here's a million gifts for Christmas kind of people anyway. They were more experienced people. Like, we're going to go here. We're going to do this.
I love that.
Yeah. And so, like, the gift part never bothered me because I never noticed anything. I don't know. It never bothered me. I love this time of year. So I think I always liked it.
Yeah. When you're a kid, it feels like Christmas is months away from today.
Yes.
Or
totally tomorrow.
Yeah.
100%. It isn't until recently. Like every year I feel like the gap closes from like Thanksgiving to Christmas. But also when I was a kid, I was the youngest because I'm December and where I lived – the cutoff was the end of December. So I hated being the youngest. Now, as an adult, I'm like, I'm so young compared to all my friends who are like a month older, but a year older.
So. I am actually the same, but I'm September and end of September was the cutoff. So same. I was super young as well.
We have so many adjacents. It's insane.
I know. It's too funny. Okay. So... Again, happy birthday. Excited for that. But there's a lot more now, I think for a few weeks in a row, but a lot more chatter around Orange County.
You know, Amanda, I was thinking as this is all happening, the longer Housewives is on, the more we're going to see of comebacks, right? And we've seen it quite a bit in the OC. Yeah. I think they were the first ones when they brought... The first, like, comeback was Lydia, right?
Which I think so. That sounds right.
Kind of random, but... And then we had Heather Dubrow and, of course, Tamra. Taylor was the first comeback crossover. Mm-hmm. So Alexis makes sense from all of those angles. We heard, you know, we heard mixed things, and we actually got some exclusive intel to share on the pod today. But was she interested? Wasn't she interested? We know that a lot has changed in her life. She's divorced since being on the show. And then she was with someone who she was engaged to. They are now broken up. We, of course, posted the picture of her and John Jansen when they, quote unquote, bumped into each other at the Quiet Woman. I said there would be more to it. I felt it in my gut. Since then, we had the intel that she was on a date with him at the private yacht club. We talked about that last week. Her daughter joined. They, daughter and him, clearly already knew each other. She was spotted leaving his house early in the morning, early-ish, early enough. And most recently, they were making out at the Quiet Woman. Now, some are saying, Some are saying Bravo lowballed her, so she's not coming back. I don't buy it. I have heard she's coming back, and I just personally believe she's coming back.
Well, first of all, you called it, and some people didn't believe you, yet here we are. I just have, I mean, a couple of things. Like, Alexis making out with him at the Quiet Woman, first of all, that is extremely, I mean, I just feel like making out in public is probably, you know, not something, I mean, she knows what she's doing, but then especially doing it at the Quiet Woman.
Yeah.
They wanted to be seen.
Oh.
So whatever we want to infer from that.
John, I don't like the spotlight. Jansen, you mean, wants to be seen?
John Slade Smiley Jansen.
I mean, okay. And then, of course, we see Tamara, who shared on her pod, who shared on a red carpet for the Variety's Most Powerful Women in Reality, that yeah. her and Shannon are not speaking.
Okay, so we got an email about it. Let me read. From West Coast Beef. Email fallout@oc.com. Subject, bad blood. These two West Coast housewives made up this season, but have since fallen out. She's sick and tired of the delusion, lack of accountability, and the fact that her castmate and business partner continues to drink despite all the trouble it got her into. The thing about them is they're good as allies on the show, but ultimately they're very different women off the show.
So this all makes sense. I totally believe that Tamara making amends with Alexis is a part of it, and actually a source shared more that, you know, we'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
But Tamara will do whatever she needs to do to make OC successful. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. Her loyalty is not to any of the women on the show. When Tamara was paused, she stopped completely speaking to Shannon. And if she had never gone back on, she wouldn't have made up with her. She's fallen out with Vicky. She's turned on Heather. The OC and being a housewife is her job. Whatever storyline makes the show and that season most interesting, I feel she will chase. She will help orchestrate. So in my opinion, do I think that she was trying to get Alexis back on the show and making up with her all a part of knowing that this would make for good television? Yeah. And if I'm Tamara, and I've said this many times about other housewives, what is better to a housewife than juicy drama that the housewife can play a role in, stir it up, without having to talk about anything going on in her own real life, right? Mm-hmm. This is the goal of every cast member, and everybody should know that by now. Even if there are housewives that like each other, ultimately, your family should be your number one, right? So if I can avoid talking about my marriage, my mother, my children, whatever, what have you, and I could just focus on Shannon's ex-boyfriend hooking up with her somewhat enemy, not enemy, but whatever, they don't like each other. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to focus on that.
I mean, such a good point about Tamara being loyal to the show and doing what it takes to make the show like popular. Because I've always felt like Tamara really does have a good heart and loyalty to her friends. And I still feel that way. It was the part where, like, when you were saying, you know, that yes, these friends are allies and whatever. But to me, I'm like, well, maybe a lot of these women aren't real friends to her. It makes sense to me that her loyalty and that she knows kind of what makes
And it goes a good both show. Ways. Because when she was off the show, Shannon... Yeah. Wasn't reaching out and dying to talk to her either.
No, Shannon didn't return her calls. Right. And yeah. Yeah. Agreed. So I do listen to the Two T's in a Pod podcast most of the episodes. I heard Tamara talk about her falling out with Shannon. So she wouldn't talk about specifically why, but she said that the issue was something that she and Shannon have disagreed about on a longer term basis, or ongoing basis, I think is the words she used, and that it finally came to a head, which is why they aren't speaking. She said that she figured she and Shannon would make up, and that Tamara said that Tamara was the last one to reach out between the two of them, and that Shannon has not contacted her back, which would make sense if Shannon is pissed about Alexis.
I spoke to a source today who told me don't listen to the rumors that Alexis doesn't want to return or that she didn't accept the contract. She is back in. Tamara was pushing for it. Heather Dubrow was pushing for it. The girls are cozying up to her. They're thrilled she's going to return. They think it's going to be new blood, a new whatever. It's going to be a storyline that isn't about them. Tamara's not going to have to feud with Heather. You think Tamara cares if a couple episodes in, Alexis pisses her off and she turns on her? Nope. This person said Shannon is in her own cocoon right now, secluding herself. She's not speaking to Tamara, which we know.
Do you think, I'm curious to get your thoughts, do you think that, okay, so let's break down where Shannon is right now. She and Tamara aren't speaking. I don't really think she has any true allies of the women that we know are in the cast. If Alexis comes back, even if she and John are long over by the point they film, would Shannon want to address that on camera? And then what about all of this, like having to face Gina because of all the crap she did to her, and then everybody and talk about her DUI? Do you think Shannon, so that's where Shannon is. Do you think Shannon could walk away from the show at this point?
I think she should walk for now, at least. She's gonna have a terrible season. She's already pretty emotionally unstable. Like, dealing with fighting with John was a lot for her and caused her to unravel on camera. And these are big things. Her only potential friend will be Jen, who I guess will be her ally. Heather and her, I don't believe they ever really made up. Although Tamara did make up with Heather. I mean, I would say if I were Shannon, so many things would be different. But she should pause herself. I don't think she will. I'm told Bravo and production love her, whether the fans like it or not, because the drama always surrounds her. And it's too much storyline there for them to walk from. Mm-hmm. And a source actually said to me that Shannon actually feels that now with the John Jansen Alexis thing, whereas she was walking into the lion's den, the hypocrisy of the DUI and Gina and all of that, now at least she's somewhat of a victim because she was trying to paint John Jansen, we know, to be this terrible person. And now he is dating Alexis and doing a people exclusive with photos of them. I mean, imagine dating somebody for a couple of weeks and like having a photo shoot. So I think that Shannon sees it like, I think that Shannon is probably unhappy he's with Alexis, but on the flip side, it gives her some version of sympathy maybe from some of the viewers.
Yeah. And I think from Shannon's perspective, first of all, it sounds like she needs a paycheck. But second of all, I mean, Shannon, I could see Shannon completely embracing because, you know, she loves to talk about how she goes there and how she showed everybody her belly when she was 20 pounds overweight. And I see her liking that she has a storyline, whether or not she is ashamed or sorry for her actions.
Well, the John Jansen Alexis thing is happening in her life either way.
Yeah.
And it's being plastered on People magazine either way. So I guess her point is might as well get that check and talk about it on television.
How did I miss this People thing? I did not know about that.
Oh, yes. Dave Quinn printed it up. And it was so funny because I just laugh. Because when I, you know, you post things and people are like, there's no way this is true. You make something out of nothing. I'm like, all right, give me a couple weeks and yeah. You'll all eat your words.
So they go from no, we're not together, and we see them right at the QW, to like not even a month later, they're on People magazine together.
Yeah. They're like, wait. But so here's another exclusive scoop.
Okay.
Some Bravo and Cocktails exclusive stuff here. What makes everything more interesting is, remember we had heard Alexis over the years had no interest in coming back? And I sort of assumed it's probably because of the fiance, but we hear it's more to it. So her ex, Jim, apparently wants to try to cut her monthly payments. I'm not sure if that is something that has gone through, something he's working towards. Rumor has it she gets about $20,000 a month. If he's cutting payments, she's going to need a job. So my source said this is why she was open to coming back. The fiance's gone. Her payments are looking towards getting cut down. Why not go back on? The source says, you know, I get it. Also, she's not with him because he has money. John rents. He doesn't have much money. If anything, Shannon was his sugar mama. So I don't think Alexis is looking to fill the sugar mama role.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know, it's going to take a lot for me, a lot of drama, I mean, I feel like Alexis is going to need a personality transplant before I get excited to have her back on OC. But I have eaten my words in the past.
Well, you know what? She doesn't have Jim anymore. So I wonder how she is without him, right? How much she centered herself for him or...
If she is one of those people who changes her personality based on the man she's with, that makes me like her even less.
I'm sure she is. So buckle up.
Okay. Before I throw up all over my keyboard here, I wanted to talk about something that we have been getting some questions about and emails. And like, there's been like a tiny bit of... been some questions on Discord from our subscribing cocktailers. So I went into deep dive mode. So I'm going to, let me kind of catch everybody up first on the situation. So there was a rumor going around this week that Teddy Mellencamp was being fired from her own podcast that she does with Tamara Judge, called Two Teas in a Pod. For anyone who doesn't know the history, Teddy actually started a podcast called Teddy Teapod. I can't find an exact launch date because I feel like a lot of that stuff has been kind of erased from the internet. But I think it was maybe in like 2018 that she started that pod by herself. But in December of 2021, she rebranded it to Two Teas in a Pod with Tamara. But the point of all of this is to tell you that it started as Teddy's podcast. When she brought on Tamara, the pod changed and went to iHeart and gained a lot of popularity. Teddy herself said they've gotten 5 million downloads in the last month, which is, if that's true, those are big numbers.
Well, I think that it really helped them a few things. Number one, it helped them when Tamara got back on the OC. Mm-hmm. And it also helped that Bravo allowed her BravoCon and interviewing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have relationships and access. It was a combination of the timing being right, because now we see so many other Bravo people trying to mirror their success. But good for them. I enjoy their pod. I think it's good. I think they go there when they need to.
I think they have good chemistry.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I like it. I like that. And you know what? The other thing I actually like is that they call out, like, Tamara can't talk about OC. And they just call it out. I'm like, that's great. Like,
right.
We should have more just like straight talk about that versus no one explains why, but Tamara just disappears when they're talking about and doesn't comment at all when they're talking about OC. Hello, hungry cocktailers. Have you tried HelloFresh yet? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. It's official. The holidays are here. Say hello to a stressless holiday season with the help of HelloFresh. Skip the grocery store and save time with easy, tasty recipes delivered right to your door. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck in the checkout line at the grocery store. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered right to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner is on the way. Can I tell you guys the relief that I have knowing that I already have sat down and planned out my HelloFresh meals for the rest of the year? Because I know how crazy the next few weeks are. So all I had to do was take 5 minutes, log on, pick out menus, and now I know that my family is covered for weeknight meals for the rest of the year. Our family's most recent recipe was the buffalo chicken with mashed potatoes. The next day, we had a little left over because there were only 3 of us that ate that night, and the kids were taking dibs on leftovers. So don't miss out on America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/cocktailers23free and use code cocktailers23free for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/cocktailers23free. Free with code cocktailers23free. The code is spelled COCKTAILERS 23 F-R-E-E. Okay, so back to the rumor that happened this week that said Teddy was getting fired from her own podcast. It started because the women in reality TV, I don't know if it was Variety or Vanity Fair, it was a V.
Variety, I think.
Variety, okay. Party that Heather McDonald, who is a podcaster and comedian, Heather McDonald attended this party as well. She heard that Tamara say on a panel that she was starting a new podcast with Kate Chastain.
And I'm pretty sure today, actually, Tamara posted a picture of her and Kate and said, like, what would you call this duo or something like that?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's so like almost fueling the flames right there. But I also subscribe, I know you do too, to Heather McDonald's Patreon. And that's what Heather said in her Patreon podcast. She said, Tamara right announced.
I remember hearing that. And then a lot of people were DMing me, did you hear Heather McDonald said Teddy was getting fired? I'm like, there's no way. And it would have got more attention than just people asking me in the DMs.
Yes. Well, I have some details for you on that. But like I said, I didn't hear her say that Teddy was getting fired. I heard her say Tamara announced a new podcast with Kate Chastain. And then, like, you know, I kind of mentioned that I'm a subscriber. I know you are. I know we're both longtime listeners of Heather McDonald and supporters of our Patreon. And I just gotta just take a little break here just to say I personally give Heather all the credit for our podcast and this community that we have been able to build because of it. Because Heather truly paved the way for podcasters like us who are independent and not getting the help from a big podcast network. And
she's not in a network anymore, right? Mm-hmm.
She says that, right? She used to have an agreement with, I don't remember which network, but she left it. And anyway, I mean, regardless, like she has really made podcasting a thing. And I think that she deserves all the respect and love in the world. So she, Heather McDonald, for anybody who doesn't listen to her.
She's also very generous. She has invited me on her pod. She likes to record. First of all, she takes video. Second of all, she records in LA.
Yeah.
And I would absolutely love to be on her pod, but I don't live in California and surely I could fly out there, but it always gives me pause because I don't know, like, would she blur me? Is that too much to ask? Maybe one day I will go there with her. I'm honored that she even would invite me. She's very often cited my Insta. She cited our website. She cited our podcast. And she does that with many, many content creators, many female content creators, small, mid, large. So she supports other women. And sometimes people are like, oh, I can't believe you like Heather McDonald. She said this or that. You know, not everybody that you appreciate and you enjoy is a mirror reflection of your own beliefs.
Right.
You know, there are certainly many topics where I disagree with her. Her and I are very different. First of all, she's Generation X. I'm an elder millennial. So right there, there's a generational difference, which it's funny. On her most recent pod where she had our friend Kate Casey on, she was talking about how Gen X women and millennials just see the world very differently, which is totally true. Because we're not that much different in age. It's about a decade, right? But she was saying that, like, when she was, I guess, a teenager, it was like that movie Heathers.
Yeah.
And how, like, women are still like that or whatever. And I think that her generation certainly were more pioneers in a way than, I don't know, women working was very much the norm to me growing up. My mom worked. Many women in my life worked. I feel like Gen X, there was less of that.
Yeah.
Just to make like a general blanket statement. So, you know, and I think that the generation younger than millennials, what are they, Gen Z?
Gen Z. And then we've got Alpha, right?
Right. Like, I don't know. I think it's even. So I say all that to say she's another woman in the business and she supports women, and I appreciate that.
Yes. And I look up to her. I 100% agree with you that not every single thing that comes out of her mouth I agree with, but I very much respect and look up to her. Okay, so back to Heather McDonald. So I know you've heard the story, but for anybody who hasn't, she's had a rough year this year. She's been going through a lot of drama stemming essentially from Jeff Lewis's posse of friends that they call chumps. She had been friends
with
Jeff.
Why do they
Jeff.
Call them chumps? Can I?
I don't know. I don't listen.
It's so demeaning.
To Siri. I don't have Siri. I don't listen. And so I don't know.
I actually got a free trial when our girl Kiki from the Talk of Shame was hosting Reality Check to support her. I wanted to listen. She was great. And I did listen to some of the Jeff stuff bashing Heather. And I thought it was really below the belt. And listen, Jeff Lewis is very entertaining. He's also very problematic. He always has been.
Yeah.
And a lot of what Heather said about him going in on women, if you really think about different situations, It rang true. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So for anyone who hasn't heard this story, I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible. But Heather and Jeff had been friends since college. This year, three of his so-called chumps made up a story about Heather stealing a $10,000 pair of earrings from someone she thought was her friend at the time, one of these three people, right? It was all over Jeff's radio show. The show even ran daily 2-minute promos about Heather being an earring stealer. So what happened was Heather borrowed a pair of earrings from a friend named Krista. She lost one of the earrings. Then months later, Krista claimed on Jeff's show that the earrings were $10,000, which would have been a felony, you know, theft. And then Krista backed off and said, oh, actually, they were $3,000. Heather felt terrible. She thought they were costume jewelry. Heather sent Krista a check that Krista cashed for $3,000. Heather thought it was over. I guess the chumps kept coming for her.
And just to put it in perspective, I was with my friends a couple months ago, and I'm a jewelry girl. You know me.
Yeah.
And tons of costume jewelry. And when I, like, go somewhere even for a weekend, I'm the sort of person that packs like a bunch of earrings, a bunch of necklaces, whatever. And so often friends of mine have borrowed them from me, and I'm not giving them my mother's jewelry, earrings my husband got me for my birthday. I'm giving them something I bought at Express or Forever 21 or whatever costume jewelry place I picked it up at. And there have been many times that my friends have forgotten to give it back. I would never consider that stealing. And if it was anything of value, I would like text them the next day like, hey, Jen, when I see you next time, can you please bring my earrings?
Like, and if it's anything of value, you would tell them before you lend it to them, right?
Of course.
I mean, I have a pair of diamond hoops that are, I'm not even sure how much, they're probably in the $3,000 to $6,000 range, right? I wouldn't lend them to anybody else unless it was a very, very close friend.
If your best friend's daughter is getting married, maybe you'll let her borrow them and she'll have them back to you right away.
Yes. And you tell them, like, these are worth thousands of dollars before you lend them, right?
Millions of Americans experience hair thinning. It's not only common, it's normal. But among women, it's not openly talked about. Going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. Join the thousands of women that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. Go to Nutrafol.com to take their hair health wellness quiz. Identify the causes of your hair thinning. Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code GOSSIP. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code GOSSIP. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code GOSSIP.
So anyway, the chumps kind of kept coming for Heather, even though she sent the check and thought it was over. So Heather had the other earring appraised and learned the earring was costume jewelry that was worth less than $100. So her reputation was continually dragged through the mud on a, you know, national radio show daily, in blogs, and other people's podcasts. And this is where we come back to Teddy. So speaking of other people's podcasts, there's one person who, and I'm not going to repeat her name, who really seems to identify with the chumps and does not seem to like Heather. This woman has publicly talked about her dislike for Heather and her alliance with the chumps. So in her podcast and her YouTube, she said, and she showed an image that Heather said in her Patreon page comments, so not in the actual podcast, but in the page comments, that Tamara might be switching to have Kate Chastain on her podcast in the near future, and that it was announced at the Vanity Fair or Variety, whatever, party.
So this then, person who doesn't like Heather completely twisted what she said.
Got yes. It. Then this woman goes on to spread the rumor that Teddy is getting fired. So I had listened to 2T's earlier this week. So when I hear this rumor, I'm like, oh, and I think Tamara, this is before the rumor like kind of caught fire. Tamara admits saying like, hey, I did say I'm starting a new pod with Kate Chastain. I don't think I was really supposed to announce it yet. Oops. But she and Teddy are talking about this. So I find it very hard to believe that, first of all, that Teddy would get fired from her own podcast. But Tamara and Teddy are also very tight. And in the end, this chump woman was just trying to discredit Heather McDonald even further. So there's no truth, as far as we know, to that rumor. And there seems to be just like a continuation of the smear campaign. So I just...
Well, a couple things. First of all, Tamara and Teddy are executive producing Two J's in a Pod, right, which is Jen Fessler and Jackie, under the umbrella of iHeart Network. Mm-hmm. Now, I have my own opinions on that. I don't personally understand. And to be very clear, Amanda and I do our pod independently.
Yeah.
But to me, if I were two already public names, as Jen and Jackie are from Jersey, I would go to iHeart. Why would I give Tamara and Teddy a cut? But who knows? Maybe that cut's coming from iHeart. Maybe there's something advantageous. Maybe they, whatever. Not my business. It could be that Tamara's going to start this up with Kate, and then maybe Kate takes it on her own, adds somebody else, what have you. Obviously, Tamara is making podcasts into a bigger business for her. Kudos to her.
Good for her. Yeah.
As far as the Heather McDonald hate, I think it's very tricky, and I feel that women experience it more than men. When a lot of people like you, like in the case of Heather McDonald, other people hate the fact that people like you.
Yeah.
We see it with Housewives.
We see it in seventh grade.
Right.
Playgrounds.
I don't go on Reddit, but there were or are or whatever Reddit pages devoted to Bravo and Cocktails and how terrible I was. I mean, I had my page disabled at 200,000 followers, because when a lot of people think somebody's funny or like something, other people don't like that.
Right.
So it isn't enough sometimes for some people. And honestly, I think it's the minority of people. I don't think it's the majority.
Yeah.
I think most people are evolved enough to live and let live. Like, if something isn't for me, I don't need to like bash it all over the world. Unless the person's like very, very obviously offensive or racist or something. If it's just not my cup of tea, as some things aren't, what's the sense? But some people can't help themselves, and Heather McDonald certainly has been a victim of this. I think she lets it get to her. I don't know. I'm not as – I'm also anonymous, so I think it's a little bit different. When you're like a public person, it's very different. Me personally, and I say this really – and you know this about me, Amanda.
Yeah.
It's never bothered me in any way, shape, or form, because I come to the table knowing that when you're interesting, not everyone's going to like it. And I think that I am interesting. I think I say things that are interesting. I think I have opinions that I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like I stand behind what I say. I am who I am. I don't make apologies for it. I don't need everyone to like me. You know, nobody likes if people are like, oh, she sucks, whatever. But ultimately, I like myself. And you I know that I'm a good person. So I'm okay with it.
You're unapologetically yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you are rubber and everyone else's glue. And that is one of the things that I very much admire in you, that you don't let that stuff get to you. Because you've seen me get like all worked up over a bad review or something.
But less so as time goes. Don't forget, when we started this, I had already been on my page and getting hate mail and whatever.
Right.
For a couple years. I feel as time goes, you get used to it. And the thing about it is, it's like anything else. Like, we have children. My kids come home from school and a kid in class is mean to them. And they're like, I don't know why. And I'm like, some people just aren't going to like you. And you have to be okay with it. I mean, not okay with it. Like, oh, yay. People don't. But you have to keep it in perspective. And like, you're going to let 5 minutes of your day ruin the rest of your day. Like, that's one person. That's two people. That's three people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The vast majority of people you meet like you. So.
Yeah. Well.
Whatevs.
Yeah. I mean.
But it is very interesting. And.
Yeah. Listen, and I feel badly for Teddy that she was collateral damage to all of this.
I don't necessarily really love Teddy or Tamara individually as they are. Whatever I never did as housewives. There are things I like about them. There are moments I thought they were great. I respect them as businesswomen. I think it's very cool. I think what they've done is really something to admire, especially as businesswomen ourselves. And they got a good hustle. Good for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can admire and say, I'd like to have that without feeling the need to tear somebody down.
100%.
You know?
Completely agree.
It's a quote I post every single year on International Women's Day or whatever that social media day is. And it's true. And I've always lived my life by it. I've never had to unscrew another woman's light bulb in order to shine. So that we can all shine. So I've always believed that. I always will believe that. As many podcasters, accounts that come out, Bravo, this, that, that's awesome. And they'll have people who love them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or people tune in or whatever it is. And that's good for everybody. There's room for everybody.
I always say variation on that, just especially in my career, because, you know, I've had quite a whole separate career than this whole world that we're in right now and still have that. And I've always felt like it's our responsibility as women, once we achieve, to turn around and, you know, light the path, give a hand, help other women get up the path too.
And the other thing. One last thing, and then we're going to move back to our, because we're on quite the tangent. Yeah. I don't like everybody. So I don't, you can't expect everybody to like you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And there isn't always a great reason. Some people you just don't jive with.
Yeah.
That's fine. You don't have to tear people down. Just don't tune in.
100%. Okay. So let's talk about, Ariana from Vanderpump Rules, she just released her single AF cocktail book. And inside it, she talks about her feelings on Scandoval.
So I follow an Insta account, shout out to @VanderpumpPodRecaps. Very cool account. They listen to like not only Vanderpump, but a lot of Bravo podcasts. And they've recapped us. And it's cool if you just want to read the clip notes. And so they read the book early and they shared some interesting stuff. The book starts out with her talking about the beginning of her and Tom's relationship. And I guess people really expected her to like slam him. But at Vanderpod Recaps says that Ariana was very, very kind when she was talking about Tom. She said they had their good moments. Vanderpod Recaps. I keep saying it wrong. Said it was actually sad to read because she could see there was a lot of love there. And in the book, Ariana said, which I think is very classy, although I was so hurt by the affair, the truth is that he had his own wonderful qualities and I have my own toxic traits too. I think right? Isn't that like powerful to look at it like that? Because nobody's perfect. I mean, I think it's genius she dropped this book and incorporated her relationship in it because it's stuff that people want to read and want to know about from her perspective. I also think it's very true to her character that she didn't just make it a bash session. She got that out at the reunion, which was very soon after she learned of the affair. This seems like a much more level-headed Ariana type of perspective.
Yeah, definitely.
Also in Ariana news, she came in third on Dancing with the Stars. I was kind of shocked. I thought she was going to win. But it was announced today on Kelly and Mark that she will be starring as Roxy in Chicago on Broadway.
Love it.
Obviously, I'm going to see her. Unwrap the first of many presents this season with holidays on the house from DraftKings Casino. With hundreds of games, prizes, and promos, DraftKings Casino has everything on your list. Right now, new players who play $5 get $100 instantly in casino credits. What are you waiting for? Cozy up with all the classics, like slots, blackjack, roulette, or play exclusive games you'll only find at DraftKings Casino to feel the holiday cheer all season long. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and sign up with promo code COCKTAILERS. Play $5 to get $100 in casino credits. That's promo code COCKTAILERS, only at DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 or older. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credit awarded, which require one-time play through 7 days. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/holidays on the house. Restrictions apply. Erica, Nene, Candy, and Lisa Rinna have all starred in the play Chicago. I don't know if they were all Roxy, but
yeah. They had it coming.
I never saw Chicago.
It's good.
I know. I've really seen like clips and obviously, but yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I mean, talk about turning shit into gold. I'm happy to see Ariana continue to succeed. And I agree. Like, good for her for taking the classy route when talking about Tom. I mean, I think, you know, she had her chance to kind of let her anger out at the reunion. And, you know, like, the book is forever. I actually have been making some of the recipes from the Fancy AF cocktail book. And there's some great ones in there. So I'm going to buy this book, too, because I think the other ones had great ones.
Totally.
So also Dancing with the Stars related, we got an email that said Mauricio and Emma, his dance party from the show, when they were backstage at the finale, seemed like a couple.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure why they denied it, only to go around town like they've been photographed looking like a couple again, holding hands. It just seems strange to me. Like, why not just say nothing or say, like, I'm separated, I can do what I want? It makes him look like a liar.
My thought exactly. It makes him look bad. Or maybe he's dating multiple women. I don't know. I just think, you know,
that's possible.
People might not like it if he's dating somebody and admits it, but people will understand, right? If he says he's separated, he can date if he wants to. They might not like it, but that's just the way these things work, right?
And then I 100% am with you.
Yeah. And then we have Rachel, who just announced her podcast will premiere in January. Funny enough, the same time that Vanderpump Rules premieres.
I mean, smart of iHeart, capitalizing on Vanderpump's new season. Makes sense. Rachel has been posting videos of herself hanging out with girlfriends. In one, she was making gingerbread houses, drinking mocktails. I did not recognize the girls, but I did click on their tags. They seem to be micro and like mid-level social media influencers. Good for her. Live your life. Personally, I'm not all that interested in listening to her pod. I'm sure I'll read recaps, watch clips to satisfy my curiosity. I think it'll be interesting to see, like, is she going to start with Scandival or is she going to... I could see her trying to do like her own thing and then ultimately people aren't really going to tune in for that. And the reason I say that is because, I don't know, she's very mellow. Like, taking out the whole Scandal and whatever, She's got a very mellow personality. She's not like a Lala or a Stassi or, you know, somebody who has like a lot to say and strong opinions. And she's just sort of a mellow kind of girl. Maybe if she had some really cool people to interview that were interesting, people would tune in.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Good luck to her. I think, you know, we trashed her. Everyone's moved on.
Yeah. You
know. Well, she's somebody I would hang out with? Probably not, but.
No.
Live and let live.
All right. Let me put an image in your head. Bethany Frankel is executive producing Rachel's pod. And can you just imagine, like, Rachel trying to get through 10 minutes of material and not being able to, and Bethany listening and being, like, more and more mad. And just, I can just picture this in my head, that Bethany is going to have no patience for this.
I totally see that. The whole executive producing, we just spoke about it with Tamara and Teddy, executive producing Jen and Jackie. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it works. iHeart paying them executive producers. If so, why? What are you giving up earnings for? iHeart will provide the editing and guests and stuff like that. So I'm certainly not an expert on how these situations work. Whatever. Yeah. Listen, and what I support means, women making money and having successful businesses. And if it works for them, great. I just don't personally know if it's necessary.
Yeah. I would like to understand better what that means. I have a feeling that those of us who listen to 2Ts are about to start getting bombarded with promos for 2Js.
Yes.
Okay, let's move
Salt
on.
Salt Lake City, I think, right?
Yeah, I think we should. Okay, so, all right, here we go. On to Bermuda. First of all, and I admit, like, you know me, I sometimes watch shows before I, like, go to bed. But I don't think they, did they ever address why Mary didn't go to Bermuda?
Mary addressed it. Maybe it was Variety. Yes, it must have been Variety at the red carpet. She said she wasn't invited. I think production was very annoyed with her, like, not wanting to attend events. Remember, she sat in the van for a couple of the things she did go to. She said she wasn't invited, so that's why she wasn't there.
Oh, so that's probably why the ladies didn't address it either, because they
And there was enough going on with the ladies at that moment. They were probably you know what? We don't need her distraction to bring, like, unnecessary chaos.
Her chaos. Yeah. Okay. So Lisa and Whitney are not speaking.
Yeah. Oh, so that was, and then when they got to dinner, okay. So first, they were welcomed with Dark and Stormies. And Amanda, I got to tell you, when I go down, you know, we have a condo in South Florida. And a couple doors down is a hotel. And we go next door just to, like, you know, you're away, but you're at a condo. So you want to feel like you're at a resort. So we go there. And I don't drink them anywhere else. I've never had one before. And I've never had one at any other location, but every time I go there, I get a Dark and Stormy.
I love a Dark and Stormy.
It made me crave it, and you know,
it's like
Christmas.
A Moscow Mule, but with, like, dark rum, right? So it's so like good. Ginger beer, lime, and rum, right?
And I don't even think I like dark rum, but in this case, I do. So they're greeted with the Dark and Stormy. Meredith beyond zonked. The EMS is checking on her. They're giving her an IV. Have you ever done one of those IVs?
I actually have.
Like, at a place, like one of the places, or like.
So I'll tell you two different scenarios. One scenario, I had a workout trainer who was suggesting them as part of the program that I was doing. So I was doing that, like, on just like a normal day and going to a place. But this other time that I did it at this, like, entrepreneur retreat. And they would give it to you if you were, you know, if you wanted it, if you felt like a little hungover. And I will tell you, and I know quite a few people who are, call it 6 to 10 years younger than me, who have been on the party scene. Mm-hmm. And they used to call those IV people to come to their house pretty regularly for hangovers. And they really do work.
So many years ago, it was a thing in Vegas, like before I ever heard of it, and it was for hangovers. And we saw Austin and Taylor do it on Southern Charm. Mm-hmm. I actually was really hungover one day, and my sister-in-law is a nurse, and she had a bag at her house, and she came and, like, hooked me up to it. But it wasn't – I think it was just fluids,
Yeah.
It wasn't like all the vitamins that you get at the place.
Right.
I didn't notice that big of a difference, but I guess if you had like more vitamins in it, I don't know, maybe my hangover was beyond repair. There are more of these places popping up, and actually it's quite a money-making industry for nurses. Like, I know of a couple of people who do it on the side where they offer to like come to people's houses, and it's pretty expensive to do. A couple hundred, few hundred bucks.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is expensive. I will tell you guys, I probably shouldn't tell this, but I dated a guy in my 20s and one of his roommates. So this was a while ago because I'm in my 40s, like my young 20s, like just out of college, young 20s. One of his roommates was an EMT and would do that. And I thought it was the craziest thing. I'm like, how would anybody poke themselves and like actually do that? So he was the first person that I knew of whoever did that for like, you know, for a hangover. But it does help. And you get very, very hydrated, which
is good.
You know, a lot of times people who are hungover are also dehydrated. So it does help with that. But it doesn't completely make the hangover go away. But if you're like on death's door on a hangover, which I'm sure many of us have been in that situation.
Yes.
It will help. And then sometimes they can put like anti-nausea stuff in there too, which can help too. So anyway.
So the Lisa
Meredith
and
was
Whitney.
Dehydrated.
Meredith was dehydrated. The Lisa and Whitney thing though. So that was like funny and comical and the place is gorgeous and they're in Bermuda. Yeah. And Lisa and Whitney are like at a standoff. Neither is talking to each other. They arrive. They eat with separate people. And then at dinner, it goes from like Whitney trying to explain to Lisa how she's feeling to Heather butting in and Whitney ultimately becoming annoyed at Heather butting in, telling her to shut the F up.
Yeah.
And then spinning it, trying to appease Lisa and say how special their relationship is, how nobody knows how close and special their bond is because everybody would be so jealous and try to ruin it. And of course, Lisa like eats this up like a kitten with a bowl of warm milk. It was so bizarre.
It just showed
that like Whitney and Heather, there's something there is like, it's so much deeper than whatever we've seen.
It's like they're sisters, right?
No,
I don't
even mean that. No. Okay, but no. I think they were really close. I think one of them fucked the other one, like tried to get them off the show or screwed them out of a brand deal. Something like that happened. It's not just because they're close.
Well, no, when I was going to say like they're sisters, it's like the old shit pops back up and sometimes they can't see past it with each other.
Some pivotal thing that like would be breaking the fourth wall or they're just not saying.
And I would say like we never know because of editing, but it did seem insane to me that Lisa kind of tiptoed around her at that event, at Meredith's event, that she didn't go right up to Whitney. And at least, you know, when you know that you have a friend that's hurting, that's trying to keep it together in public, maybe you just put your hand on their shoulder, right?
Well, and because Lisa is all about Lisa, and Lisa was annoyed because prior to Whitney's friend passing, they had that awkward conversation in her house where Whitney reprimanded her for the way she was acting at her jewelry event and was like, oh, stop shouting. My children aren't used to that.
She was cursing like loudly and yelling in her house. Like, I get it. I don't blame Whitney. I think Whitney was right to say something to Lisa in that
situation. I'm not saying she wasn't, but Lisa doesn't like being called out.
No, she doesn't.
And in that moment, what we saw was, although Whitney wholly believes everything she said about Lisa being self-absorbed and absolutely told Heather, like, I'm trying to make her a better person and all of that, Whitney's anger at Heather is stronger than her annoyance at Lisa. So in that moment, she was like, you know what, let's put this aside because her friendship with Lisa does piss off Heather.
Yeah.
Because never forget that Lisa called Heather the good time girl, acted like they didn't know each other. Lisa acted like she was too good the first couple of seasons. All of that, and Heather is never going to really see past that. So Whitney wants to make the appearance that her and Lisa are friends. And it's like Heather reminded her of that at that dinner.
Yeah. But I think Heather also gets really pissed off about Whitney and Lisa's friendship. Like, it's a weird friendship love triangle. I don't know. Okay, so, all right, let's talk about, oh, first of all, so Meredith goes from desk door messed up to, you know, miss the rum tasting to perks up enough for dinner, like does her glam, and then they get back from dinner and Meredith's opening a bottle of wine. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you. I wouldn't say I always make the best choices on girls' trips either. But that to me felt like a real dumb move. Anyway, so Monica and Meredith are sitting in the kitchen in this house. And then the whole conversation about how Meredith and Monica met at Meredith's store in Park City, which I have been to, by the way, and then hung out on Main Street in Park City, and that Meredith told her some stuff about Angie's businesses and said that Main Street in Salt Lake's in Park City was run by the Greek mafia. And then Monica says that Meredith said, hey, check your DMs, because they both got messages about Angie's businesses and court filings, all that kind of stuff to do with bankruptcy, possibly.
So Monica completely exposed Meredith on camera. Meredith, I think, was expecting Monica to bring it up to Angie as if she got the DMs and not mention that Meredith got the DMs. This reminds me a lot of how Meredith tried to do to Whitney last year, whatever that situation was. And Whitney was like, what are you talking about? You told me this and I'm repeating what you said. And Meredith's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
So this is the first time, though, Meredith really has been exposed like this, a little bit last season. But she realized too late that Monica will throw anyone under the bus. She gave Meredith making these claims against Angie up on camera and in her confessionals. And in her confessionals, she said, I don't know why Meredith is acting like she doesn't know what I'm talking about when she's the one who told me to check my DMs. Mm-hmm. So we see Meredith try to act like she doesn't know what's going on. I think that Meredith thought, okay, I'll befriend Monica, who will be thankful to have an ally, and she can be the one to take out Angie. Like Meredith's seniority would pull rank and Monica would just follow in line. But Monica was not having that. Meredith Marks clearly never thought that she'd get played by a newbie. But it's a really bad look. And I don't know how she wiggles out of this one. The whole Greek mafia thing was really laughable to me. I mean, anybody who has a friend that's Greek knows them, the Greek culture. They do those stacks of monies. They do money dances. They do it on holidays. They do it at weddings. It does not mean you're in the mafia. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I want to start going to some Greek parties.
Do we know exactly why Meredith hates Angie so much?
I don't think there's been really good. We haven't seen on camera anything that's been really good reason.
But Angie did something. Maybe it's back when she wasn't with her husband. She said something. She did something because Meredith clearly just like, I think Meredith thought she wouldn't get full time. And so she's just still trying to get her off. And it's just not working.
Yeah. Nothing that at least that we've seen. And Salt Lake City is one of the shows that I watch pretty carefully. And I can't think of anything in particular.
That's what I was saying. I'm like,
yeah,
because then she did threaten her family. She did say, does she want me to go there with the rumors and the husband? And like, then she's like, I didn't threaten your family. Well, I could take down anyone's family. Any one of us could. Like, what? It seems so nonsensical. And I, for the life of me, can't decide why she has it so pointed at Angie. Because we don't know. There's a lot of that on Salt Lake City. And that's why Monica, aside from her mother, because I can't stand that part of the situation,
yeah,
is really good, because she's really like not letting the ladies do this stuff. It's like,
yeah,
what's done in the dark, she's bringing to the light of day. She's saying it in her confessional. She's saying it to the women. So, but now that's why no one's speaking to her. Like, they've all decided whether they like each other or not. Like, we can't have her.
But let me ask you this. Knowing what we know, that Monica and Heather's company are suing each other, right, for unpaid bills and for Monica taking lots of names and for not paying her bills, do you think that Monica is a trustworthy, do you think she's telling the truth?
Okay, do I think she's telling the truth about Meredith with the Angie thing?
Yeah.
I do, because Meredith just said to her, I haven't checked my DMs. Now, are we going to see Meredith deny it? I don't know. But granted, she was zonked that day. But wouldn't she say, what are you talking about? I never received any information about Angie having like trouble in her business and financial trouble. I never told you anything about the Greek mob. Wouldn't she say that right in the kitchen in that scene? That's not what she said. All she said was, I haven't checked my DMs in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like, let's not talk about this now. She's got to sober up, get some more antioxidants in her, some more IV to kind of figure out how she's going to play this.
Yeah. I don't know.
I also feel like Meredith was really looking for like moments with the whole bathtub, and like she's kind of trying to make herself a character in the way that Lisa Barlow did more effortlessly.
And that Mary has, right? With her quirks and her, yeah.
Like, I think that Meredith is like a more like normal person, like more, I don't know, level-headed, reasonable. She's an attorney, right? And I think she's trying to make herself more interesting housewife by being eccentric and fighting with them about a bathtub and maybe even taking an extra sleeping pill on the plane so that you're out of it and you need the IV, and how Vicky Gumbelson to have EMS show up on vacation. Like, it sort of feels to me, and I like Meredith, but it sort of feels a little put on this season.
I can see that.
Like, what's her storyline otherwise?
Yeah. Her podcast, and that's
it. Good for her, but okay, next.
Her jewelry line. But again, we've seen that. I don't know. She also seems to me like the person who, this wasn't her first Xanax that she's ever taken. It was probably like, oh, I can take two. It'll be fine.
Well, hello, there's a reason why her words were so husband. And, you know, that's Denise Richards at the dinner was the same thing. Like, she clearly took something to calm her nerves and then drank too much tequila.
Yeah. Meredith is ingesting something that is changing her speech and her ability to stand.
But, you know, on these shows, you want to stay sharp because, yeah, she's going to have to wake up and figure out how she's going to handle the Monica coming at her. And is she going to fully remember it? Because Monica's staying sober in these scenes. Monica's not slurring. Monica's not getting drunk.
No, she's not. I thought it was interesting that she said she'd never had anything to drink until her 30s.
She was Mormon, yeah.
Yeah, when she got excommunicated and all of that. So,
but you can't be Sonia Morgan and then try to plot like, you know.
No, you can't.
Lisa Vanderpump. Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't.
You sure can't.
Papa Zanny, drink too much and try to plot like, you know, Lisa Vanderpump
style. Be the puppet
style.
Master. Yeah, right. You totally can't. I totally agree. Well, I'm really excited. I'm curious to see how many episodes they do of this trip. Because if you guys will remember, Heather, at the very beginning of the season, they show her freaking out on the balcony and just saying, I need a minute. Get the cameras out of here. Oh, my God. So soon enough, we're going to find out what that's all about.
Oh, yeah. Cocktailers, thank you so much for tuning in. We know there are so many places for you to listen to your podcast. The fact that you choose our podcast when everyone on Bravo has one now means the world to us. Till next time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Just want to ask you guys a favor, just getting kicked off. So many people have been asking us to do this podcast. So please do subscribe. And if you've subscribed, go to your podcast app and hit those three little dots to share with your friends, but only friends who like good tea, because the ones who don't care about tea, then like forget them. And don't forget, find us on Instagram at @BravoAndCocktails_. And check out the website, because some great tea gets put there daily that would get us kicked off of Instagram. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, guys. See you next time.